here at the 2020 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. And in the studio lounge is Mr. Patrick Bowser. Patrick, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good, good. You are with, for those who may not know you, you are with the Illinois Credit Union League. You're
yes.
the COO.
I am, oh, yes.
There.
That's right, yes.
So how are you?
I'm doing very well.
You making it through this this marathon?
Yeah, what a great GAC.
I mean,
every year it's better than the last.
Yep.
What a great event.
It's probably the best marathon you'll ever run in here, you know, these last
yeah.
3 or 4 days. So it's really a lot of fun seeing 5,000 of your closest friends.
Inspired people.
Yep.
It's excellent.
And we were just talking about the Herb Wegner Memorial Awards last night. With the three recipients last night. I mean, how much better does that get? It's
that's
just
right.
very inspirational. And
one of our hometown Illinois heroes, John Fiore, was elected last night.
Congratulations.
So it was a great thing.
Yeah, well-deserved, all
Absolutely.
Of them, for sure, for sure. Hey, we're going to talk about navigating the landscape of compliance advocacy and giving to nurture credit unions movement.
Great.
So, let's tackle the first part here, navigating the landscape of compliance advocacy.
Yeah.
What do we need to know here? What's the lay of the land here?
Well, so compliance is something that always seems to be ever changing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what we try to do in Illinois is we realize that our credit unions, we need to make a favorable operating environment for our credit unions and to have access to reliable, you know, compliance support, whether it's to answer a specific question for an employee who has a member and they have a compliance question, or just even higher level some compliance issues or training.
Mm-hmm.
We have a team of multiple individuals at our league that focus specifically on providing compliance support to our member credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, credit unions today, too, they're faced with a whole lot of choices in terms of tools, and it seems like the compliance landscape is changing in terms of what's available for credit unions to use.
Yeah.
And I've worked at multiple credit unions in the past, and I can tell you it's always a very difficult thing to navigate as to where you get that source and information that's accurate, and knowing that it might have changed yesterday, and you got to make sure that it's up to date.
Oh,
so we take it very seriously at the league to make sure we are that resource, and we do provide all that knowledge and all the, you know, access to different types of trainings, and you know, we really monitor what's going on for our credit unions and try to really just be that, you know, be that mouthpiece for
that trusted resource.
Absolutely. So compliance is a difficult one because it can mean so many. It can
it's
be so many things.
It's a moving target. Oh my
It really
gosh.
Is. Yeah. You know, advocacy. Advocacy also is challenging right now in our state. Our league does a great job with advocacy. We've spent decades and decades developing relationships with our legislators and our lawmakers, and it's really paying some dividends. You may or may not know, but our state, Illinois, we are having some dire fiscal problems. And of course, being an industry where the bankers always seem to be attacking our tax status, it seems our awareness is heightened on that today, especially because of the financial position our state is in. Now, as I mentioned, luckily we've been able to really demonstrate through our relationships with our legislators the good and the value that credit unions do provide to their communities. And you know, there's individual cases of credit unions all around that are doing just tremendous things in the state of Illinois for their particular communities. We need to make that connection, though, Mike, between all the good that credit unions do, and then how do we make sure that those legislators and lawmakers actually know about all those things?
Yeah.
So to me, it's almost less of we need to do more in advocacy as it is we need to do more in communicating the message of all the good things we're doing to the legislators and the lawmakers.
Mm-hmm.
A good example of that, we've taken that to heart. We've taken some steps this year to live that word, so to speak. So we've been creating individual financial wellness seminars to do throughout our state, and we'll partner with the legislator to offer that seminar to their constituents.
Wow, nice.
So for instance, in February, we had a financial education seminar on how to build your credit, how to read your credit score. And we partnered with Scott Credit Union, a big credit union in Illinois, mm-hmm. in the Metro East area. We partnered with them, and also Representative Greenwood and Senator Belt. And we all worked together so that the senator and representative could communicate to their constituents this great resource that they're providing to the people that vote for them.
Right.
So we're starting to make those individual connections that now the legislators will, we do more of these, legislators will start to truly look at the league as sort of that conduit to be able to provide financial well-being to the constituents that they have.
Indeed.
And it's working. It's funny, after we had a whole 20, 25 page PowerPoint presentation on how to read a credit report, I think we made it through three slides before it was just turned into a Q&A from everyone there about, hey, what about this and what about this? And it just kind of dawns on it. It's like, boy, there's just a tremendous amount of interest out there in financial well-being. Mm-hmm. Legislators know it, leagues know it, so how do we make that full circle connection for our legislators to just really put us in a good position with those lawmakers?
Yeah. A lot of work, but worth it for sure.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Let's get to the second part here, giving nature of creating, giving back to the movement.
Yeah.
And how does this play into all of this, all the compliancy, all that type of stuff? How does that play into it?
So I'm especially excited to be talking about that this year, because last year we launched our very first, we called it See You Kind Day.
Mm-hmm.
Much like the See You Forward Day in Minnesota, which their league was a tremendous help with us getting our setup. But in essence, we picked one day to do random acts of kindness. I guess they weren't so random if we planned one day. Maybe it's a deliberate act of kindness.
Semi-random.
That's right. But we wanted to get all credit unions participate in it. We had over 60 credit unions participate, over 5,000 volunteers.
Wow.
We set up a couple large events at Feed My Starving Children and the Illinois Food Bank, where we had groups of people go and pack food and deliver things. And then individual credit unions did things. They knitted hats and blankets for women's shelter. They held a carnival for the adult disabled. Just dropped off food at the local fire station and police station. Mm-hmm. Just acts of kindness.
Right.
I bring that up, Mike, because we did this on one day, but obviously it needs to be a 365-day effort. And as I mentioned before, credit unions are already doing this,
right.
So it's almost a matter of communicating the good that credit unions are doing. Again, to us, it's back to those lawmakers, back to those legislators.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be faced, probably not this year, Mike, but they'll be faced next year with someone will be to them saying, should credit unions be taxed or not be taxed? That's going to be a question.
Well, I think it's every year, though.
Every year.
It's the Hatfields and McCoys.
Probably not this year, because it's an election year.
Yeah,
but, but the question is always looming there, right? So how can we make sure that when legislators think of credit unions, they think of, hey, they provide financial well-being to consumers, and they also give back to their communities.
Mm-hmm.
So some of those things we did for CU Kindness, we're looking to do year-round.
Mm-hmm.
I've made a little organizational shift where I have a person working full-time on just community development.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
And we're doing things like connecting with the underserved market. Some of the underserved markets. Specifically, we just did a statewide study of the Hispanic market and some of those underserved areas, and how can we connect the credit unions that the study says are in pockets of underserved,
mm-hmm.
and how can we give them strategies and tactics and actions so that they can serve those particular markets. So we partner with great groups like Coopera, and we talk with Inclusive, and we
mm-hmm.
try to, again, be that resource for our member credit unions to help serve those underserved communities.
Indeed. Well, you are representing quite well. I think you guys are going above and beyond.
We're trying.
You're doing more than trying. So
great.
Appreciate all the information, and you might be inspiring some other folks at other leagues and stuff to do the same, if not more. So
great.
Really good stuff, Patrick.
Great. Thank you for the
pleasure.
Time, Mike.
Yeah,
I appreciate
this is so
it.
Good,
Thank
such
you.
Good stuff. Let's keep in touch and see
Absolutely.
How these things are going.
Great.
Awesome.
Thank
all right.
you. All right.
There he is.